I'm Steve Weirich, back again with another bit of history on Apple II Time Slice. The explosion of innovation in the 1970s that led to the first microcomputers didn't start with polished machines. It began with kits. These early systems gave electronics enthusiasts a hands-on introduction to digital circuitry, but they weren't easy to build and even harder to use. As we've seen in earlier episodes, even the Apple I required a fair amount of technical skill just to get it up and running. But by 1977, things were changing. Apple wasn't alone in trying to make computers accessible to everyday users. That year saw the arrival of three machines that would define the early personal computer market. In January, Commodore International released the Commodore PET 2001 for $795, about $4,300 today. In June, the Apple II went on sale, starting at $1,300, or roughly $7,000 in today's dollars. And in August, Tandy Corporation introduced the TRS-80 Model 1 through its nationwide Radio Shack stores, priced at $600, about $3,200 today. Together, these machines became known as the 1977 Trinity. Let's look at five key differences that set them apart. Number one, the display. Both the TRS-80 and the PET included built-in monochrome monitors. Though it was possible to connect the Apple II to a monitor, it was designed to allow connection through third-party add-on to a standard household color television, no monitor required. That gave it a major advantage, color graphics. With its low-resolution mode, the Apple II could display up to 16 colors. Neither of the other two systems could do that. In text mode, the differences were more subtle. The TRS-80 displayed 64 characters per line, but only 16 lines on a screen. The PET and Apple II both showed 40 characters per line, but the PET had 25 lines compared to 24 on the Apple II. All three systems were uppercase only at first. The PET stood out by offering a set of graphical symbols. The TRS-80 used block characters to simulate graphics. The Apple II took a different approach. No graphics characters, but it offered inverse and flashing text. Number two, expansion. This is where the Apple II really separated itself. Lift the lid and you'd find multiple internal expansion slots, essentially invitations to extend the machine's capabilities. Disk controllers, memory cards, printers, users could customize their systems in ways the other two simply didn't allow. The PET and TRS-80 were far more closed systems by comparison. The TRS-80 eventually offered the expansion interface for a few hundred dollars more, but that brought the cost up close to what one had to pay for the Apple II. Thirdly, sound capabilities. Sound was another area of difference. The Apple II included a simple one-bit speaker. It didn't seem like much, but with clever programming, it could produce tones and even simple music. The familiar startup beep came from a short routine in the system's ROM, and programmers quickly learned how to adapt it to generate different sounds. The TRS-80 could produce sound, but only indirectly, by manipulating signals through the cassette interface. It took effort, but there was no built-in support. The PET, on the other hand, had no sound capability at all. Number four, the BASIC programming language. BASIC was essential. Without it, early computers were simply too difficult for most people to use. The Apple II shipped with a BASIC interpreter written by Steve Wozniak. It was influenced by the BASIC environments he had used on mini computers like the PDP-8, but was entirely his own implementation. To fit within tight memory constraints, Woz made a key decision, integer-only math. That made his BASIC extremely fast, but less suited for calculations requiring decimals. It also included built-in support for the Apple II's graphics. By contrast, the PET and TRS-80 used Microsoft BASIC. This version supported floating-point arithmetic, more advanced string handling, and a broader range of functions, but it ran more slowly. So the trade-off was clear. Apple II BASIC was faster and graphics-aware. Microsoft BASIC was more powerful and flexible. Fifth, keyboards. Both the Apple II and TRS-80 featured familiar QWERTY or QWERTY layouts with full travel keys, making them reasonably comfortable for typing. The PET, however, took a different path. Its early models used a chiclet keyboard, small flat keys similar to those on a calculator. While arranged in QWERTY order, they were difficult to use for extended typing and quickly became one of the machine's most criticized features. The three machines of the 1977 Trinity each took a different approach to getting the same goal, making computers usable for individuals. The PET emphasized integration. The TRS-80 emphasized affordability and distribution, and the Apple II emphasized flexibility and expandability. Those choices would shape not only their success, but the direction of personal computing for years to come. I'm Steve Weirich, and this has been Apple II Time Slice.